just a few moments so you can arrive and settle. So again, welcome to Daily Dharma this morning. And my name is Jess. I taught last week as well, and I'm offering a few Daily Dharma sessions on the Brahma Viharas. So last week we did loving kindness, metta. And today I want to introduce and offer a practice of karuna, compassion, the second of the Brahma Viharas. And to frame this practice, I really like to think about, and I've heard it taught, that the way we can think about all the Brahma Viharas is just like a loving heart that feels connected to and caring about life. So that's the loving heart. And so in kind of day-to-day life, that loving heart is just wishing beings well. That's metta. It's wishing beings well. But then when that loving heart meets suffering in the world, either in others or in ourselves, the natural inclination of the loving heart is to feel compassion, to feel karuna. And some of the distinctions of karuna that I find really helpful to think about are thinking about empathy versus compassion. And even within the Buddhist teaching, there's two words for those two qualities. And so empathy is the quality of kind of resonating with or feeling with the suffering or the joy of others. So resonating, feeling the same emotional or affective quality as others, understanding how others are feeling and what's happening for them. That would be the quality of empathy. The quality of compassion is feeling that empathetic connection and then caring about the suffering of others. So it's a slight shift of attention from the empathetic resonance to the care or the wish that the suffering be eased. And there's been also some really interesting research on this. There's a researcher in Germany, her name is Tanya Singer, who's done a lot of empathy and compassion research. And so one of the things that's distinct about this is that when we feel empathy, when we feel the suffering with people, this can often be exhausting and overwhelming over time. And you know, we hear a lot about this. So sometimes it's called compassion fatigue, but maybe, you know, more precisely, we could call it empathy fatigue. So instead of just staying in the empathy, if we shift to the compassion, the wish to alleviate suffering, the care about the suffering, the wish to help, that actually is a positive, even somewhat pleasant mental state in the mind. So it's not depleting. And this is how we can start to imagine these great human beings and also, you know, different kinds of Buddhist deities or beings who have infinite, unlimited compassion. And that's only possible because it's actually a vitalizing and pleasant or almost positive quality of mind. So as we do this practice, I invite you to just really watch your own experience and notice if you can find that distinction in yourself when you shift the attention to the wish of care from the empathy. And so I'll guide us through that so you can work with that. And then I hope that you can take it into your life right now in the world. And always, there's so many opportunities to become aware of suffering and pain. And if we can't practice with compassion, then we tend to do all sorts of other things like numb out or disconnect or ignore or go into violence, whether that's internal or external violence. So the practice of compassion is so vitally important. now in the world and always, as the teachings, as the Buddha taught us. Okay, so I'm going to invite you to come into a settled posture in whatever way feels good to you. You can be standing or lying down, seated on a cushion or a chair. With all of these heart practices, it can be helpful to be as comfortable as possible so that you're not struggling with pain in your body. And then taking some deeper breaths. Just to allow yourself to settle. You can take in a deeper inhale if you feel tired and need some extra energy. You can extend your exhale a little bit more if you feel restless or anxious today. Let your body be heavy, inviting some softening through your face, your eyes, shoulders, belly, heart. And as we begin this practice, I invite us first to find something in our present moment, maybe a sensation or place in our body, the breath or sounds around us that feel, you know, easeful, grounded, comfortable, safe. So we might call this our refuge or resource. We just find this place where our attention can rest in the present moment and be at ease. So this can be really helpful to begin a compassion practice. In case we do get overwhelmed or, you know, touch on a suffering that feels like too much for us, we can always come back and rest our attention in this resource. So exploring in your body, there's a sensation or place in your body that feels at ease, feels good. For you, it might just be the smooth movement of your breath. Or it might be a sound in the environment around you. So finding that resource and just letting yourself rest for some moments here. Knowing that you can come back at any time. If you feel overwhelmed, you just come back and rest here, resource. And then we will begin the compassion practice by reflecting on someone or a being in your life who is easy for you to care about, to care for, who may be struggling right now. And I invite you to choose a situation or a person that's like not so overwhelming or painful for you Often it can be easiest to choose a friend or an acquaintance. So rather than, you know, a child or a dearly beloved that's suffering, this can be more challenging. So we begin with the easiest person, in this case, a friend, an acquaintance, someone who's struggling. So you can bring the image of this person to mind. Or the felt sense, you know, what it's like to be with them. And bringing to mind the struggle, the pain or suffering that they're experiencing, situation. And then for a few moments, letting yourself connect with, have an empathetic connection with their suffering or pain. This can both be a kind of emotional resonance or just understanding. Yeah, you know, if I was in that situation, it would be difficult in these ways. So allowing yourself to empathetically connect with their suffering. And then shifting your attention to the simple wish for their pain or suffering to be eased. Or the sense of care for their suffering. The wish to help. And this is the practice, as much as possible, we just keep coming back to that wish, that beautiful, caring wish that the suffering be eased. And you can use a phrase, something like, I care about your suffering. I care about your suffering. I care about this pain. Or a wish like, may your suffering be eased. May your suffering be eased. Choose a phrase or a word to connect you with the wish, the care about this pain. And so you keep an image or a felt sense of this person, the word or phrase, and then keep connecting with the compassionate wish or intention of the heart, the care. Remembering if at any point it feels too much or overwhelming, you can return to your resource in your body around you. Just take a break and then come back. And then you can stay with this person if this feels supportive, or if you want to shift for the last few minutes of the practice, coming into your own body, mind, and life, and allowing yourself to connect with some pain or struggle in your life. And even if you think it's tiny or little, or just see if you can connect with and care about your own pain and struggle, some tenderness, holding your own mind, heart, and body with some tenderness and care. I care about this pain. May my suffering be eased. I care about this pain and suffering. May I be free from suffering. And then for the last few moments, letting that go and just feeling your body, feeling your breath, allowing yourself to settle. And if your eyes have been closed, you can open them and just take a moment to orient to the space around you, to your day. And I wish for us and all beings to be able to keep our hearts awake, open, present, connected to the truth of what's happening in our world with the support of compassion. So I hope you have a beautiful day. Thank you for practicing with me.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.